Morning, Year 5. Happy Friday. Spelling test time. You'll notice there was only 22 spellings this week, so 1 to 22, please. Here we go. Number 1, provide. Provide, meaning to make available. Provide. I need to provide a spelling test each week. Number 2, suspicious. Suspicious. My mum got suspicious with the trail of crumbs going from the fridge to the sofa. Suspicious. Number 3, proclaim. Proclaim, to say out loud. I proclaim this to be the best spelling test you'll hear today. Proclaim. Number 4, proceed. Proceed, to go forward and do, to proceed. You may proceed. From number 4 to number 5. Number 5, suspend. Suspend. To either hold up or to stop. If Calvin Phillips gets 5 yellow cards, the Football League will suspend him for a game. Suspend. Number 6, progress. Progress. The amount of distance you have covered. Progress. We've made great progress this year, despite the lockdown. Number 7, suspect or suspect. Both spelt the same. A suspect is someone who you think might have done a crime and the police may question them. And suspect is similar, but the verb form. Suspect. Number 8, project or project. I'm doing a science project. Number 9, process. Process. The act of doing something. You go through the process. Number 9, process. Number 10, suspense. Suspense. I'm waiting to see if Leeds United get promoted to the Premier League, and the suspense is killing me, metaphorically. Number 11, propel. Propel. I need to push forward. It's a force associated mainly with aeroplanes. Number 12, prospect. Prospect. This is associated with the future. I'm looking forward to the prospect of seeing you all back at school in the future. Number 13, produce. Produce. I have to produce this spelling test on my laptop. Produce. Number 14, susceptible. Susceptible, meaning kind of like you have a weak spot. Superman is susceptible to kryptonite. Susceptible. Number 15, sustain. Sustain, meaning to keep it going. It is important to sustain your learning even through lockdown. Number 16, prologue. Prologue. This is a bit longer than it sounds, so hopefully we've learnt the extra little bit at the end. It means come before. You often find one at the start of a book or maybe a film, a prologue. Number 17, embarrass. Embarrass. It is the role of your dad to embarrass you in front of your friends. This is 9 letters long. Embarrass. Number 18, opposite. Opposite. This is 8 letters long. And the last 4 are nice to look at. Number 19, convenience. Convenience. This is 11 letters long. It's come up quite a few times this year. Convenience. Having Tesco's opposite school is a convenience. It makes it easy. Number 20, lectern. Lectern. This is found in a church where you often read the Bible from, or the vicar or priest will. And this is 7 letters long. Lectern. Number 21, familiar. Familiar. Someone you know is familiar to you. This is eight letters long, and as I've always said this year, do not trust the last four letters. And finally, number 22, everyone's favorite, the word is vegetable. Vegetable. This is nine letters long and contains a household or classroom item. Nine letters long, vegetable. Thank you for playing this week's round of spelling tests, guys, and I hope to see you all soon. Cheers.